connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is K0ACP doing a mic check, 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 check.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
W1BLU, Whiskey 1, Bravo Lima Uniform, mobile monitoring.
You're connected to CM Network.
NHSWT. KF8FTS. It's repeater in use. W1BLU. Not presently. You and I seem to be the only two on here. Oh, roger that. Roger that. Who am I talking to? This is KF8FGS, Unit 32 from the ARPSC. This is Whiskey 1, Bravo Lima Uniform, and I copy you are Kilo Foxtrot 8, and I missed out on the rest.
Yeah,
had a suffix is FGS. That's finding good signal. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Golf Sierra. Well, welcome. Hope you're having a good afternoon. Yes, we are. In mobile right now. And just got to do a little shopping here, picking up some things. It's such a nice sunny afternoon. I didn't want to waste the day staying inside the house. Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm mobile. I didn't get your call. What would that be again? Well, I'll give you a big hint. My nickname is Blue, and my call sign is simply Whiskey One, BLU. Whiskey One, BLU. Whiskey One, BLU. Okay. Very good, Blue. I was at the meeting, and I sat next to Cujo. And matter of fact, Cujo's the reason I just purchased one of those Balefang DMRs. But, yeah, I haven't gotten anything. I mean, I'm signing up for the club with Tim has helped me, and I think Tom. But I'm fairly new around here. I'm new to the hobby. At least I should say I'm back in the hobby after many years of absence. And I'm enjoying it. And I know Tim and his older brothers are in my class. And then I know Dave from when he was a young man. Well, my history is kind of long, but I lost my XYL surprisingly quick to cancer a couple of years ago. I was living in South Florida. And, of course, I did the Aries thing and activated for hurricanes. Oh, my goodness, we went through a lot of hurricanes in 2 years. And when she passed, I couldn't stay in that same area, so I've moved around. This is actually my fourth location in the last 2 years, but I think I'm going to be here a little while. But I wanted to get involved in emergency services because that's kind of what I do when it comes to 2 meters or 70 centimeters. Yeah, same here. In fact, I have some of that same history. My wife passed rather quickly from cancer, so it's been about 10 years for me, and so I did remarry as the saga goes on, you know, and so I had been out of the radio for some time, and it was good to get back in. It's a pretty good bunch of guys over there. Yeah, Dave, seems to be. They were more friendly and welcoming than, let's say, my Dover, Delaware club was. And I did have a good response with club members in Charleston, South Carolina. But I belonged to 3 clubs when I was in Florida. So those 3, you know, I can't compete. Everybody depended upon everybody there, and we were frequently doing something away from the meeting place. So, these guys, I like them, and I intend to join the club and start going to the meetings for, you know, who knows how long. I'm kind of a kite in a windstorm and a boat without a rudder yet, and I don't know how long that's going to take me to become stable that way, but until then, yeah, I think it's a good group. W1BLU for ID, back to you.
Yeah, roger that. Well, you'll find your mooring, for sure. I know
like I say, just a bunch of guys. And what I noticed in the public service group, everybody seems to have a servant's heart. Does that make sense to you? 34 years retired law enforcement. It makes perfect sense. Yeah, absolutely. And I knew that, and I know Dave's father, whose name is also David, he was years and years with the 911. You know, worked out of the Macomb County Sheriff's Office for the longest time. I've known him for quite a while as well. Like I say, I knew young Dave there since he was a teen. You know, maybe his late teens when I first met him. So it had to be, easy 20 years ago. And I'm not sure how old he is now, but yeah, it's like I say, like you say, it's a good, warm, friendly bunch of guys. And I tended to gravitate to those kind of groups, and they seem to want to share knowledge and what have you. So that's what I'm looking for. Dave, it's been a pleasure talking to you while I waited for my order here at Olive Garden, but I'm going to have to go QRT. But we'll talk again for sure. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Golf Sierra from W1BLU. I'll be clearing your final, 7-3. Yeah, W1BLU, it was good talking with you. And we'll talk again, I'm sure. I'm trying to set up my base station, so we'll maybe get that online here in the next few days. KF8, FGS, finding good signal. We're clear. KFG, FGS, KF8, rather. KF8, FGS, we are QRT.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
This is KCHCBT.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KCHCBT, illness. KCHCBT, clear. PCA CBT. Anyone listening?
Unit calling. This is NAWRO Richmond. I copy.
Take it, Wars. This is Case Richard. Kilo Charlie. Down. To November in the Clinton Township.
It got a little interference on that one for some reason, but the name here is Tim, Tango India Mike. I'm up in Richmond. And, go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't know, for some reason, getting a little scratchiness on this kind of repeater. I heard a little interference while you were talking. But anyways, so I hope you copy me. The name here is Don, Delta Oscar November, here in Clinton Township.
Yeah, I copy you, Don. You're readable. I am getting the same interference here, but you're perfectly readable. How's your day going today?
Just fine. I went to church. Well, we had a prayer meeting every Thursday morning, every week, and after I do 10 of that. So the day's doing very well. Thank you for asking. How's your day? Okay.
Yeah, I can't complain. Like a lot of the guys we've been talking to today, we're looking forward to the weather changing. I hear tomorrow is supposed to be pretty nice. I might actually venture and get the car washed tomorrow.
They're saying on the news, supposed to get up to, I think, high 50, I think, if I'm not wrong. But it's supposed to be nice a couple of weeks. Now, it's supposed to be really nice Friday, but I'm not sure the weekend. But, yeah, I think it's supposed to get up to 50 tomorrow, maybe around there. But anyway, so, hey, you got a good studio coming through right now there, Tim. Doing a good job for your equipment there. Tim, I went through my my conditions here. Actually, I'm running here at ICOM 1200, and use a JPO antenna if I'm using for the antenna. KCA CBT.
Yes, sir. Sounds like a good setup there. It's doing well for you now. I'm actually borrowing a friend's Motorola XTL 1500. Normally use that for P25, but we're going to have our ARPSC net tonight, so I like to kind of use this. I just drop it down to this frequency. And outside, I've got the small diamond vertical, the X30. Still want to get that up top, on the top of the roof. I'll do some antenna improvements this summer. Of course, I said that last summer as well, never got to it, but we'll see. It might end up in that round to it box.
Some people use tripods and that, and some people use other things like a mast. It's always good to get an antenna on a mast so you get up higher enough anyways when you do get your advantages there. But anyways, I'm talking to you from an apartment on the second floor, and that's where I'm talking to you from. So anyway, I'm glad to get through the Mac of a repeater. And it's good to have a repeater that's linked to different areas of different remote of different places of the computer, so they got more remote sites that they have around Michigan. So it's good to get different people. You talk to a guy in West Lansing. I talked to yesterday, and a few other people up north I talked to too, and they were pretty far out there a couple of days ago. I talked to them.
NAWRO. Yeah, I quite enjoy the link system here. We're linked up, this repeater here in Mount Clemens, linked up to Central Michigan, like 99% of the time or so. Tonight we'll disconnect because we'll have our net, and then after the net we the Reconnect, and we also use this for the Skywarn coming up, you know, in the springtime. So, you know, when we do the Skywarn nets, we disconnect so they don't have to listen to our local nets up there. But other than that, yeah, it's great. I love these networks. They're Southeast Michigan or Michigan as a whole. If you actually do the DMR stuff now, that's pretty interesting that they've got that built out quite a ways now. Back over to you.
I find it very interesting. They have it linked up that way in different remote sites like they have. And you can get into the, all the repeaters as much as you could. But the one repeater here, the Mecca repeater, it's pretty good to get it at different locations where you can. But, when they had that net tonight, so they'll go back to all the links. If you have a regular local contacts, and then go back to the link after you program that back again, right?
That is correct. We'll just drop out from Central Michigan for we do a little extra training tonight, and then so it might be a couple hours, like 5 to 8 maybe. We'll drop off the Central Michigan network, and then sometime after 8 o'clock, I make sure I get it back on before I go back, go to bed or anything, turn in for the night. But we just turn it back on, and then it's linked to all the other Central Michigans. But yeah, it's just kind of a regular thing. In fact, at one point we had a timer on it, and we'll probably end up doing that again. Of course, in the springtime you can't do that for the Skywarn. You got to just do it as needed, of course. But yeah, kind of a routine thing. And I'm not big on All-Star, but apparently even though we disconnect, you could connect an All-Star node and still participate in our net remotely. It is possible.
Yeah, I think, I'm not sure all that, all these links and that, but, you know, some of it I kind of understand, all the information about the links and that, and, but this is a good repeater. I'm impressed with it. So it does very well, you know, if I could get somebody far away, you know, that's what I like to do, go the distance and take it for granted. If I hear somebody as far as South Florida, that'd be, I don't think it'd go that far. I'm sure they hear us talking, but I heard somebody that don't go that far off, they could probably talk this way, but I don't know if they'd reach up to Michigan if they could.
RF-wise, that wouldn't work out. It just would be too long of a haul, but, you know, that All-Star dropping in like that, you can, in theory, do it around the world. We've had people drop in from, who do we have? We had somebody from one of the, I forget, the former Yugoslavia, whatever that is. It was amazing. He actually dropped in on the net one night. That was kind of, we were laughing about that. And, of course, it's not RF. I mean, you know, it's basically over the Internet. But still, it was interesting to get his call sign and chat with him a little bit and check him in. We laughed after the net. We said, well, I guess you're not deployable.
Very good. I hear somebody just got in here just now there from... pause a little bit and see if the guy wants to come in, and I'm sure he wants to say something. This is KCAPT. You got 10 at the other end and down here, South Oscar November. Take it up.
Thank you. Sorry about the break-in. KEAMPC. My name is Fran here. I just wanted to see if my ICOM 5100 is working with my compact antenna.
Looking fine to me. He's coming in very clear. He got good audio and he got good sound coming through here in Michigan in Clinton Township.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that much. I'm off of X77-96 West, but I just wanted to see if it was working. I was having some problems hitting Grand Rapids WARA the other day, so I just wondering what was going on. I just want to make sure this is working. I'll leave you guys back to your conversation. Thanks for letting me jump in there for a second. This is KEA MPC, and I'm going to be just listening in here.
Yes, sir. NAWRO here, North Macomb. I
thank you, too.
I see you coming in on Lansing. Good signal.
We transmit at the same time. Their time, but anyways, I was telling them that you're welcome anytime for coming in here. But anyways, you got good audio and good sound coming through here. KC-52.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
All right, gentlemen, I appreciate the QSO, but I'm going to step out. I got to get some work done before the net tonight. But good QSO, this is NAWRO. I will be clear after your final. Greatly appreciate the QSO.
You think it's NAWRO? You're welcome there, Tim. I hope I got your call sign right. KC-CBT. God bless. Have a great day. KC-CBT out. I'll be clear.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WA8MAC Mount Clemens will be disconnecting for a few hours from Central Michigan for training tonight and our net. Plan to be back about 8 o'clock or sometime after that. This is NAWRO. Clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Hello, Foxtrot 8. Foxtrot, you guys are ready for a second. This is CMA, FQN, testing for the second time, over. Thank you.
connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
And a QYQ monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.